Your sons, did they play cricket or rugby or something at
Yes, Greg played. I had three daughters and one son, and Greg played cricket and rugby out in Johnsonville. Yes. Mm. See, we were pretty close to Johnsonville, really.
Yes.
And if we went shopping, we'd go to Johnsonville. Yes. I mean, it was a good shopping area, yes. Much better than it is now. They had lovely dress shops, beautiful cake shops, about 10 grocers all up the main road. You know, yes. They was just amazing, that main street. Mm. Wonderful old chemist. People treated him as a doctor, Mr. Willetts. Because if they, you know, it's expensive going to doctors, so they'd always go and ask Mr. Willetts first.
Mm. Yes.
He was a lovely man.
Yes, there were a few of those dress shops. So there were a few there when I moved there.
Mm. There was one on the main road. She kept very nice clothes.
Yes.
Mm. There was one at Newlands. Remember that one in the Newlands shop? I think it was part of that one. Mm, I think they were connected.
Yes.
Because Newlands had good shops too for a while.
Yes, it did.
The mall killed all that.
Yes, yes they do. And now you get the same shops in all the malls.
So I hate malls. I never go to the mall.
So you can never get anything different.
No. That's what I don't like about them. And Kandala had a lovely little shopping area.
Yes.
And that's been ruined. Yes, I mean, I can see the advantage of it for people with children. You don't have to watch them on the streets. You know, they're safe in there. They're not running out on the road like when you... I used to take mine to town occasionally. I used to drive into town and go shopping. I can remember when my mother was down minding my sister's little boy, and he was the same age as Rosemary, and were they a naughty pair? I remember them chasing one another around the racks of clothes and Kirks. And I'd gone to buy something, and when I came back, Mum looked really harassed. These two naughty kids were on one of those horses, and she said, "They won't get off." I said, "I'll get them off." But it wasn't, town wasn't too far away from us. We were quite lucky.
Yes.
I didn't used to go in every week. And as well as that, as the children got older, like my husband was never interested in opera. He took me to an opera when we were engaged, but he never took me to any afterwards. But a lot of my friends were interested in opera. And we used to go. We'd, you know, organise a car full, and somebody would have their turn to drive, and off we'd go and go to the ballet and go to this and go to
yes.
that. Mm. So even though we lived in the country, we could keep pace with, you know, what was going on in the city.
Yes.
I think that's what is unique about the valley. You're actually in the country, but you're...
But the access is so close.
It's yes. so close.
Yes.
I know I used to breathe a sigh of relief at Christmas time when I'd been shopping, and I'd drive home and get over the hill and look down on those lovely green paddocks and think, oh, peace, yes. you know.
Yes, it is. It's lovely. I used to go out there to play golf for a while.
Did you play golf in the valley?
Yes.
Yes, I nearly joined, and I thought, no, I had a big garden, you see. I'd fenced all the hill in behind and had a lot of leucodendrons and proteas and all those things that like the sun and don't mind the wind growing there. And I thought, if I take on golf, I'll get too keen on it and my garden will go to wreck and ruin.
Yes. Yes, yes, you can't really do both in a way.
No, golf can become very, very absorbing. Mm. Yeah.
And in terms of the farming, how did that change by the time from when you first
when went we there first and went
expanded?
There, yeah, when we first went there, everybody more or less that lived there was either a sheep farmer, a dairy farmer, or a poultry farmer. And the other people worked for them. There were very few people that lived in the valley that weren't... there were a few, but most of them worked on the land.
Yes. Mm. And then when did it start changing with people buying the sort of 10-acre blocks? And
I think it probably really started... you could subdivide land more then. I remember Angus Cameron had a farm at the end of the valley, and he he moved to Tauranga and he subdivided and he cut his farm into these long, straight, it had to be so many acres. Mm. I don't know whether they were 10 or whether they were more. I couldn't really help you on that. They had narrow frontages and long, and that was the start of it.
And
it wasn't very popular. And then I think the farmers themselves decided they didn't want the land chopped up anymore after so many years. And there's the smallest piece you can cut off now is 100 acres.
Those first ones, what did they do with the land that they...
Well, they were pretty hopeless on the whole, being quite honest.
Yes.
They invariably grazed sheep on it. And the farmers had to look after them. Otherwise, they'd have lousy sheep on their neighbour, on their boundaries, and they had to get them in and dip them, you know. Well, the owner would take them up to the farmers, dip and dip them, but it wasn't very successful.
No.
A lot of good land went to waste.
Yes. Yes, I wondered if they leased it back or something like that.
No, not a lot of them. They liked to go to the city and talk about their farm.
My brother had neighbours that were like that where he was up in the Hawke's Bay, and he, that used to upset him, the state of the sheep that they, half dozen that they would have.